Welcome to the Oakland Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Senior Pastor Randy Bain. It's our prayer that this message encourages you and strengthens you. For more information and for other resources, visit us at oaklandonline.org.
Amen. Hey, the sermon series is A Healthy Soul. The theme verse comes from 3 John 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. And really, I was really wanting us in this series to really think about soul health. Where am I healthy spiritually? Now, it's not that I want you to do a bunch of navel gazing. I don't want you to be examining everything you do. Like, okay, well, am I feeling good today? I mean, you know, like going around taking your pulse. Literally, can anyone here not find their pulse? I'm one of those guys. I can never find my pulse. I know people have told me, well, you do it right here, you do it here. And honestly, if I was checking myself, I'd think I'm dead because I can never find my pulse. But I don't want you doing that. I don't want to go around all day long like, okay, how healthy am I? Do I feel forgiven? Do I feel at peace? But I do want us to be prospering. I want us to be healthy spiritually. This week, we're looking at peace. One of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. You know, we talked last week about how the joy of the Lord is our strength, but the peace of God really should be a key element in our lives, that we should, no matter what's happening in the world, we can be at peace. There should be still waters. Underneath there might be a lot of stuff happening, a lot of turbulence and a lot of currents, but on the surface, somewhere deep in our souls, there ought to be a sense of peace. So the short scripture, Philippians 4, 4 through 7, would you hear the word of God? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You pray for me as I pray for you. Lord, thank you for your word. And Lord, I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace of God. I pray that in this moment, in this next minutes, that you would give us your peace, your calm, that we could hear the still, small voice of your Spirit speaking to us, and we would find rest in our souls. Hide me behind the cross, Lord, that your words only would come. Amen. Amen. Well, the memory verse is verse 7, and it's well worth practicing, so let's give it a go. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 7. I'm sorry, did I not say that well enough? I want us to practice. Was I hearing you all? Yes? Was I hearing you? Okay. Ted, let's try it again. There's a comma in there. So this side over here could say the first phrase. This group could say the second phrase. And this group could say the address. Okay, where it's found. We got that? So here we go. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Where is it found? Philippians 4, 7. Okay, everyone together. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 7. Okay, that's great. I want you to get that. You know, I've told you this story before, at least some people, and it's a true story. These were friends of mine that were in seminary together with us. And they had some financial troubles. And one week especially, they got completely confused in their finances, and they started bouncing checks. They were overdrawn in their checking account. And the lady, God bless her, she had a real Southern accent, from Alabama, real Southern accent. And she said, well, I can't be overdrawn in my checking account. I still have more checks. Now, if you're not laughing and you don't get the joke there, we will have some financial class sign-ups out after service. Now, they eventually did really focus on getting their credit card debt straightened out. They balanced their checkbook. They decided they're going to only pay cash. And some people actually follow Dave Ramsey's advice, and they do a cash budget. And so they did this. And so they had so much money they allotted for groceries. So when they went in the grocery store, they literally would, on a calculator, count how much money they spent. And when they got to the end, they turned around, went to the cashier, and went out. And even if they only got through the grocery and produce aisle and they ran out of money, they said, okay, no milk and eggs or toilet paper this week. We don't have any more money. And they would turn around and go out. It wasn't very strategic in the way they actually did their shopping. Well, praise the Lord. He is a super pastor now, and he and his wife are great in ministry. And I've seen them recently, and they are doing super fine. But we can praise God that our peace, the peace of God, is not like our finances, you know? It doesn't depend on our income. It doesn't depend on how well we manage our checkbook. But the peace of God is more than abundant. Each week, this sermon series, as you guys, some of you know, I'm really not a big worship music guy when I'm doing my devotion, my quiet time. My quiet time really involves reading and prayer and scripture reading, and that's kind of me. And I know I should listen to music, I should worship more. So I've been trying that during this sermon series, A Healthy Soul. And so each week I've been finding a song that really hits me, and I've been using that all week. So when I'm working on my sermon, I've got that on YouTube playing in the background, and I'm just grooving in my, and it's been good. Last week, the song I found was The Joy of the Lord by Bethel Music. And I forget, there was three, the video I found was a black and white video. It's kind of like gray, brown, and white, you know, what it looks. And they're singing, this massive crowd, and these three singers are in the middle singing. I don't even know who their names are. That's why I'm not a music person, I guess. But the first verse says this: I'm putting on joy from heaven's reserve. He stored up enough for every winter I've served. And you know, last week when Jeremy was preaching, he mentioned joy, and he said, we have a reserve in heaven that we can call on. Or he said something about, as children of God, we have the right to demand, claim that joy. And I was sitting right there with Darlene, and immediately I thought of, that's like writing a check. It's like there's a big bank account in heaven, and we can write a check because we're children of God, amen? I'm a joint heir with Jesus. And so I got this image of God has this endless supply of peace, and I can claim that peace for me, and I can receive that. It's not my peace, it's God's peace. And I can claim that. And so as we read Philippians 4, it describes God's peace as beyond comprehension. So when we face challenges in this world, we often feel bankrupt, don't we? I mean, we're all helpless. Like, I got nothing here, you know? But, you know, our emotional accounts might be empty. But, you know, empty of peace. Our mailboxes might be full of anxiety and bills. But the scriptures tell us not to worry, but yet worry invades every aspect of our life. Now, this song that I got, here's the whole verse. I'm pulling on joy, and I'm going to substitute peace. I'm pulling on peace from heaven's reserve. He stored up enough for every winter I'm served. I'm seeing beyond my circumstance, this peace that I have is my inheritance. Peace. This is the peace of the Lord. The chorus says, the joy, the joy, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy, oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I would change that. The last line says, oh, 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 he is my hope. Yes, he is. The peace, the peace, the peace of the Lord is my strength. I want you to feel that this morning. I want you to experience that. I want you to trust him for that. First point I want to make is that God has a super abundance of peace. God has a super abundance of peace. Notice verse 7 says, and the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension. You can't even imagine how much peace he has. That's what it's saying, right? You can't fathom how much peace God has. You know, Psalm 46, I don't know how many times I've read that, I've quoted that, maybe memorized it. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. You could say, therefore, I will not worry. You know, even though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and are troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling pride. It's saying, I will not fear. I will not worry. Why? Because God isn't shook up. You know, isn't that great to know? That nothing scares him. Nothing surprises him. He knows you. He knows me. He knows his plan. We oftentimes get all worked up like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Or like, oh, look what happened now. I remember when Darlene a few years ago broke her ankle, broke and dislocated her ankle. And all through that healing process, and we had a long period of time where the doctor kept saying, well, the bone hasn't got blood flow yet. Don't put any weight on it. And finally, after about 6 months, he said, well, you're going to have to put weight on it sometime. If it collapses, it collapses. Like, that's not good to hear, you know? But, you know, during that time, there seemed to be a sense of, I don't know, something was like buoying us up, just carrying us, you know, like on eagle's wings. God, I mean, it was. I believe people say, I'm praying for it. Like, we feel it. We felt somehow God was holding us. It wasn't fun to go through, but there was a peace. There was a trust that God had us. You know, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not worry. I won't fear. You know, one of the classic passages that I always struggle with a little bit, I actually shared it in staff meeting. We had a long theological debate about it. It was Mark 4. Now, Mark chapter 4, verses 38 to 40, is this passage where Jesus came down from teaching and told the disciples, all right, get in the boat. We're going to go to the other side. Well, the other side didn't just mean the other side of the lake. They were actually going to the east side of the Sea of Galilee, and that is the land of the Gadarenes. That was the Gentile area. That's where the place where the kids were always told as little kids, never go over there because that's where the boogeyman lives, you know? I mean, don't go over there. And you know what happens when they got there, right? What did they find? There was a guy running naked in the tombs who was demon-possessed. They're like, oh, it's true. It's exactly what my mom said, you know, don't go over there. Well, anyway, on their way over, a storm comes up. If you've ever been on Lake Erie in a high storm, that's what it's like in the Sea of Galilee. The storm comes up and the waves were, you know, coming over the side of the boat. The boat was being filled with water. And some of these guys are fishermen, but they're little boats. And they're starting to lose it. And where's Jesus? You remember? He's sleeping in the back of the boat on a cushion. Now, the thing that troubles me, I'm like, you know, he had to be getting wet. You know, the boat was filling with water, you know? I mean, what's he thinking? He's sleeping. He's resting. And the disciples go back to him and said, wake him up. And they say, Lord, don't you care that we're drowning? And Jesus got up and said, be calm, quiet. And the storm, the seas were instantly calm. And they like, ooh, who's this guy? And Jesus said, why did you doubt? Oh, ye of little faith. Where's your faith? Nothing shakes up Jesus. Amen? Nothing that's gone on in your life. He knows. And he will accomplish his work. He knew he was going to the other side. He would get there. They didn't have to worry. Look bad? Sure, it looks bad sometimes. And I know some of you. I have to admit, some of your lives look bad. You know, your bills, your health, your family. I mean, you got stuff going on. I got it. I got stuff going on. It doesn't always look good. Sometimes I feel like crying out to God. Don't you care? What's the answer? Yes, he cares, right? He does care, and he knows all about it, and he has you. His peace is super abundant. Abundant, he is there. Now I have an example here. There we go. You ever win that golf prize? I never have, but anyway, I have a check for you. Some of you don't even write checks. I mean, I happen to know that because I do premarital counseling with a lot of you. And I'll say, well, you know, the only thing we require is that you write a deposit to the church, you know, and you know, like a security deposit, and then we'll give the check back to you. And a lot of you will say, well, we don't have checks. I'm like, and I want, you know, in my mind, I'm yelling, what? You don't have checks? But no, they pay everything online. You don't really have checks. On this corner, on our checks, we, Darlene and I have our name on there, Mr. and Mrs. No, Randall and Darlene Bain, and Darlene S., I think you're actually on there. We have our phone numbers on there because they're always asking what your phone number is. We might have to change that if we don't use a landline, right? Thinking about that. Anyway, it tells you who owns the account, right? So in this check, the example is the owner of the account is God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God's riches in Christ. So if you think about writing a check from God's account, whose account is it? The peace of God. It's his account, right? Not ours. You're not dependent on what you have. You're not mustering peace up like, oh, I just got to be at peace. Or I guess it's right? That's not the peace I'm talking about. I'm talking about a supernatural peace that comes from God. We can claim that. We can receive that in Jesus Christ. The peace of God. There is a superabundant account waiting for us to draw on. You can draw on the peace of God. You can draw on the peace of God. It is for you. He is for you. Second part of this is that verse, that same verse, the second half says, it will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This abundance of God is the provision for our peace. It is God's provision for us. God just doesn't have this account in heaven so he can draw interest on. I know interest rates are really low right now, or at least paying you the interest rates are low. But God just doesn't have that to get more and more. He has it to give to you. He sent his only son to give you peace. He sent Jesus to buy your salvation, to give you forgiveness. God gives us peace. In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis said, God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself because it is not there. There is no such thing. God gives himself to us in Jesus Christ. He gives himself to us in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is literally the Spirit of Jesus in us today. He gives him to us so that we might have his peace. Romans 5, 1-5 says, therefore, since we have been made right with God by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Get out of the end of that, verse 5, it says, and hope does not disappoint us because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. He gives us his peace. He pours his life into us so that we can have the peace of God. That surpasses all understanding. Ephesians 2 says, but you have been united with Christ. Once you were far away and now you have brought near, for Christ himself has brought peace to you. It's God's superabundant peace, but he has brought it to earth in Jesus Christ. He has sent it to us in the Holy Spirit. John 14, 27, the end of that chapter, Jesus is trying to comfort his disciples in the upper room in anticipating his death. And he says in verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Jesus says, I don't give you peace like the world gives. I mean, you can exercise and get in shape and feel those endorphins, and that can bring you some peace. You can start reading and improve yourself and spend still waste so much time watching television. You can feel better about that. You can do all kinds of meditation and yoga. You can do all that stuff and you'll get a little bit better. You'll feel a little better about it. But I'm not talking about human peace. I'm talking about the peace of God that he wants to shower us with. You can trust him. You can receive that, all that he has for you. Writing a check, one of the things, if you don't have this signature on the check, what happens? Have anybody ever done that? What happens? Tell me. They send it back to you. Yeah, they're good about that. If you don't sign it, they'll come back and say, hey, you didn't sign your check. The bank will not cash it without a signature. Now, if this account is God's account, you can't sign it on this side, right? Who gets to sign it? Jesus has signed it. Notice what color I put that in? It's red, and there's a little drop there. Yeah, what is that, Matt? That's the blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1 tells us, verses 18 and 19, we have not been purchased with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Jesus paid for this check for you. He paid for the peace of God that he wants to give you. He paid for it with his own blood. He knows about suffering. He knows about trouble. He knows about why you shouldn't have the peace of God. And some of you are going through tough stuff. I got it. I hear you. Some of you have been through bad stuff. You've had people do terrible stuff to you. And you've made mistakes and ruined your family's life. Yeah, I see. I know. Think about Jesus. What's that, Matt?
I'm right there.
I got you. Think about Jesus. What did he go through? His family rejected him. They thought he had lost his mind. He is deserted by his disciples. He is betrayed by one of his followers. He is arrested. He is beaten to within an inch of his life and then crucified killed in the most cruel way possible, innocently, for you. If anybody knows about not having peace, it would be Jesus. But he says in John 14, "My peace I give you." He had peace. He had peace. Philippians chapter 4, it talks about the joy of the Lord. It talks about the peace of God. Paul's in prison. It's probably joy is occurs more times in the book of Philippians than most any other book in the New Testament. And yet he's in prison as he writes it. You can have joy in the midst of trouble. You can have peace when the world is coming unglued. Fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5 says, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And finally, well, if God has a superabundance of peace, and it is my provision, it is given for me, how do I get it? How do I cash it? Do you guys know how to cash a check? Well, you take it to the bank and you have to sign the back of it, right? There's a place there. You sign your name, exactly how it's written here. What does it say here? Child of God, joint heir with Jesus. If I'm a joint heir with Jesus, everything in the account is mine. The peace of God is mine. I'm a joint heir. All I have to do is endorse the check. All I have to do is sign the back. We acquire it, as it says in verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing. Can you stop worrying? Stop worrying. Now, I admit, it's almost impossible to do. If you try to say, okay, I'm going to stop worrying. Stop worrying. Well, what do you do? Okay, don't worry. Then you start worrying about worrying. Okay, I'm not going to worry. Am I worrying? I hope I'm not worrying. I'm not really worrying. Right? It's like the more you try not to worry, the more you worry. Right? Then you go to bed at night and you go to sleep. If you're like me, sometimes I lay down. You know those doll babies, you lay down, their eyes go shut? Sometimes I'm the opposite. I lay down, my eyes go open. I sit up to eat, I fall asleep. I lay down, my eyes go open. You know, right? Are you there? Some of you are with me? And then you're like, okay, I'm not going to worry about that. Really? And then you worry about that all night. Well, how am I going to do that? What do I need to do next? I got to do this tomorrow. You know, don't worry, he says. Well, how do we not worry? You know, he gives us his great example in Matthew 6. In the Sermon on the Mount, he says, for this reason I say, don't worry about your life, what to eat or what to drink or your body, what to put on. Is not life more than food and body more than clothing? And he says, look at the birds of the air. They don't worry. They don't build barns and harvest stuff, and yet the Father feeds them. You're much more important than birds, right? And then he goes on and says, to look at the flowers of the field. He says, they don't weave, they don't buy clothes, they don't go to the sales at Boscov or anything like that. He says, but yet your Heavenly Father clothes them more gloriously than King Solomon. You're more important than flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow. You're more important than little birds. So don't worry. Trust the Lord. It says, he closes that with verse 34. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Most of your worry is about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Receive the peace of God today. What's this check dated for? I don't know if you can read that. It says today. That's the only date you can put on the promises of God, today. He will give you the peace of God today. Tomorrow, what? Tomorrow might never come, right? I mean, I think sometimes I worry about stuff like, okay, what's this going to happen? How are we going to work this out? What's going to go on down the road? And I think, well, you know, if Jesus came back tomorrow, that doesn't matter. Nothing matters except him. Don't worry about tomorrow. Focus on him today. The check's written for today. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 8 says, come behold the works of the Lord. Take a moment and think about what God has done. What he has done in your life. What he's doing in the world. What he's doing in the church. What he promises to do. Come behold the works of the Lord. And then it says in verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. That's how you, it's just like writing a check. There's certain things you need to do. You need to fill it out, put the date on. And the check number, it always stays the same. No, this is 467. I put that in intentionally. I know I'm trying to be a little bit cute. That stands for Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Right? Peace of God will guard your hearts and mind. Pray with thanksgiving, and the peace of God will guard your heart. You can be still. You can behold the works of the Lord. You can pray with thanksgiving. It's almost impossible to worry if you're praying and giving thanks. If you're praying and giving thanks, it says, then the peace of God will guard your heart. You can choose to be at peace. In the midst of all the trouble, you can choose to be at peace. I was joking a little bit about my, I'm a typical male. Well, not it isn't just male. I found out this morning after first service, a lot of ladies come up to me and said, I'm with you. I hate to shop. I mean, it's not even, hate's not even a strong enough word. I just don't like to shop at all. And like if my wife will say, hey, would you like to take me to this grocery store? And what's the answer, guys? Would you like to take me to the grocery store? The answer is no. Right? I would not like to. You don't have to ask me that. You know I would not like to. That really wasn't the question, though, right? What was the question? Would you take me to the grocery store? And so after about 30 minutes of pouting and rearranging my schedule and trying to see about it, I'm finally like, okay, I'll take you to the store. You know, I could choose to be at peace about it. I could choose not to pout for 30 minutes. It's 25, I think, tops. She's not buying it. I could choose to be at peace. I'm doing it anyway. You can either do it in a peaceful way or you can do it pouting, right? And I'm so glad you guys have this better than I have. Years ago, I had a parishioner that was a cashier at a grocery store. And I think that's the worst thing to have, a parishioner, someone who knows you, to be the cashier. Because what happened is we got to the cash register. Literally, she looked at me in fear and said, are you all right? Do you know why? Darlene says that I get a lot of dust from the floor on my lower lip when I have to go grocery shopping. I must have looked peaked and sickly. My lip was dragging. And literally, this lady at the grocery store was concerned for my health. Now, from then on, I do try to remind myself when I'm grocery shopping to, you know, if I catch myself coming around the corner, yes, Matt, is that you?
Darlene to put in the car.
Well, that would be better. I know some of those places have a little car that you can ride. It looks like a car. I could use one of those. And I often thought about getting one of those carts, you know. I could do that. That would be more fun. But I've learned to be careful to put on a smile, because someone might see me and think I'm sick, right? I don't have to act like that. That's what I'm saying. It says, Jesus says, I give you my peace, not as the world gives, right? If the world's giving me peace, you've got me with my lip hanging down and I'm not happy, I'm pouting, I don't want to do it. Or you can have the peace of God. I think of all the things Jesus went through for me. Right? I think of all the things my wife goes through for me. I think of all the things my parents have gone through for me. Christian leaders have gone through me. I mean, for me. There's so much. We can put on peace. You can put on peace. It isn't your peace. It's what you claim from heaven. It is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. It is yours. If God has a superabundance of peace, we can access it just as easy as writing a check. You don't have to worry about if there's enough in there, because there's more than enough in there, right? It's for you. For a child of God, the peace of God is yours. Pray with thanksgiving. Bring your supplications to God. Pour it out. Tell God what's happening. He already knows. But then receive the peace of God. Never run out of checks, because there's all the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus. Amen. All the promises. You never run out of money. You claim your peace. So if you were to do a spiritual, emotional audit of your soul, how much would there be in your peace and joy accounts today? Just take a moment and think about it. Where am I in my peace account? Are you bankrupt of peace? Do you wake up worried and go to bed frustrated? Some of you do. Hopefully you sleep well. You may be untroubled on every side, but the peace of God is available to every believer who will seek him. I want to close with reading one verse, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Jesus invites you and me to come to him and find rest. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God's peace is available to you if you are willing to come to him. Peace is yours. Pray, seek the Lord, and be thankful, and receive the grace of God. I want to give you this one. One way, I said you can take this to the bank, but if you don't sign it on the back, you don't get the money. And how we sign that is by claiming it by faith. By grace you are saved through faith. Everything of God is a gift through faith. So through faith, pray this prayer: "Lord, I receive your peace." Some of you need to say that. In the face of your circumstance, say, "Lord, I receive your peace. Lord, I receive your Holy Spirit. Lord, I receive the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, the peace of Christ today." Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from Oakland Church. For more information and for other resources, visit us at oaklandonline.org.